says 8:33, Archie. The electricity was off in Harmony yesterday, so I usually use a little digital clock on my stove a lot. So I walked by, it's like, I know I didn't get up at 5:30 this morning, so. Because that is not what I set the alarm for. Are we on?
Probably had a different shirt on.
It's a file photo. Good morning. I'd like to call the Appropriation Committee meeting to order. Today is September 6th, and it is 8:34 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Superman. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman White.
Here. Prayer, please, is the next item on the agenda. Congressman Mason, would you please lead us in word of prayer this morning?
Almighty Father God, we come this morning and say again, thank you for the breath of life that you've given us this morning. Thank you for the seasons. Thank you for the people, Almighty Father. We ask for your divine guidance now among us, be within us. It's the things we say, the things we think, the things that we do, Almighty Father, we be guided by your great hand. Bless us, Almighty Father, and our people. Be with those in the morning across the river there among the Ponca people, here among our Osage people, those who are injured or in ill health, Almighty Father. If there's anything in this building, Almighty Father, that does not belong here, take it away. Bless us this morning. Protect us. Put your angel's wings around this Congress in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
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 Well, that was the next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
September 5th, 2017.
Motion with a second. Any discussion to the approval? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes have been approved. Next item on our agenda is discussion of fiscal year 2018 appropriations. I'm going to leave this probably on each one of our agendas in case there's something just generally that comes up about the appropriations that we need to speak about this morning. I haven't prepared the budget analyst to go over anything with us on the grid. Tomorrow morning I will have something that we need to look at. But this, through this, a conversation with the speaker last night, I'm understanding that the chief and assistant chief have been discussing some things with the speaker, and our budget analyst, Eli, and I, but Eli has mostly led the charge on trying to reconcile our numbers, our starting numbers of projected revenue and a pending appropriation requests. We always like to meet with the treasurer and the controller to make sure we start at the same number. Mr. Potts has contacted them on two specific occasions that are documented that I know of to try to get with the Treasury Department to reconcile these numbers with each other. That hasn't happened yet, but it's my understanding that now the Assistant Chief and the Chief, through conversations yesterday, are willing to have that meeting with us, so I'm not exactly sure when that meeting is going to be scheduled, but we're waiting to hear from them right now. We've reached out and tried. So hopefully if that meeting happens today, there'll be more information we need to discuss in under that topic of the fiscal year 2018 appropriation. So that's all I have to say about that item on the agenda. Is there any other discussion from the table? Yes, Congressman Shaw.
Well, you know, it's, I'm just emphasizing comments that when this 1799 was first considered, my understanding is that the attempt was to make the requested appropriations total less than our tribal projected revenue, rather than being over. It was over, although I've heard executive maintain that that it was within tribal projected revenue. So we're kind of scratching our head here. There was a $1.3 million difference. Very important because $1.3 million, we're feeling like we have to has to be reduced somewhere, or we're a violation of the Constitution. The executive branch says no, we're under projected revenue. So it's very important that we get this difference explained, because how aggressive and how diligent we are about reductions are going to be a result of that. If we feel like we're in a have-to situation to get below tribal projected revenue, then we're obviously going to be more aggressive. It's simply a matter of setting the tone and timber. They believe that they've been available to explain this discrepancy for some time, but if it's going to be left to the discretion of the treasurer, then we have to wait for the treasurer to come. And as you mentioned yesterday, he's been invited several times. He's been talking about a public hearing, which time I'm sure will be requested, or some witness, so that we can happen here and get some answers about several things, including our projected revenue and our retained revenue fund. So I echo that, but it's just crucial that meeting happen very soon. And if no other reason, the topic of that whole meeting may just be, are we different? If we are, why are we different? Why are your numbers different from ours? Why do you think you're under projected revenue and we think that it's $1.3 million over? So real critical.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm assuming that again today, the treasurer or his designate was invited to this meeting. Is that right?
I didn't send a separate invitation to him today. I did yesterday morning, which I received no response to. I will call him during the day.
Every notice that we send out includes the treasurer and the comptroller and
I understand that, so. But what I want to know is based on my request that the treasurer or his designate attend every appropriations meeting this session. Was that communicated to them?
It has been communicated at this committee table.
Okay. Well, then, I'm going to request that the minutes reflect so that there's a record of this, that the treasurer or his designate has been invited to these meetings, every appropriations meeting, because we need them here. And that they're not attending.
Is that a motion?
It is.
Would you care to restate it, please?
Move that the minutes of the appropriation meetings reflect that neither the treasurer nor his designate were in attendance at the meeting, where it says the following people are present.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a second to the motion. Let's discuss. Is there any discussion to the motion? Congresswoman Edwards.
So today we're in a situation where it's been told to us that we've reached out. We know that we have a number. And I am quite clear that the assistant principal chief walked in here yesterday and pulled Eli aside and said, you don't have the right number. Well, what are we supposed to do with that? Without having the people that are crunching numbers in our accounting and treasurer's office coming over and saying, let's sit down and figure out where these differ. This has been a process that's been in place for 11 years. And two people here know that. We've attempted and usually always worked with the treasurer, with rare exceptions, until now.
And I would like to say that, you know, the reason I reach out to the treasurer is because by law, that's who is supposed to help the executive branch with their budgets. We have reached out to Mr. Zahn, the chief of staff, because historically with this administration, he's been the one that has helped compile the budget. He was told, I'm not doing the budgets this time. So we would think, I believe, were you directed to Tasha when you were told that Mr. Zahn wasn't doing he was directed to Tasha, reached out to our controller, and no response. So the law plainly says that that's who is to be here to help the executive and this body with the budget. So I believe that we're reaching out to the right person. I will make a phone call to the treasurer today and ask him if there's some reason why he's not attending our meetings or sending a designate. I will do so.
Well, and I'm not trying to belabor this point, but we're getting to the point where we're going to be in the same place we were last year. We've got information. We believe that we're over our target, and you know, we're going to need to do something to correct that. And yet, the other side tells us it's not a problem. Well, I also want to add for the record that I got sent something. I'm the trustee of our 401k, and I got sent something through Eli about a week ago, and I wrote back and said, okay, I'm in charge of this and I need to talk to somebody. They wanted me to sign something, just sign it. And I said, I need to talk to somebody about this, so would you please contact me? That was over a week ago. And yesterday somebody walked in and said, here, you're supposed to sign this. And I said, no, I'm still not signing it until someone from, well, Ms. Fox is the one that sent it, until she contacts me so I can ask some questions. Here we are. I mean, that's just a simple, professional, courteous thing to do, is respond to a congressperson who says, I need to talk to you before I sign this. It's not happening.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor with a second. Is there any more discussion to the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. That will be included in our minutes. Is there any more discussion on this agenda item? Okay, the next item on the agenda is ONCA 1799, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $61,453,024 and to establish an alternate effective day. I am the sponsor of that bill, so I will cede the chair to the vice chair, Congressman Shaw. Would you please take over and run the meeting for this portion, this agenda item?
Thank you, Congresswoman. I think we've got two other items on our agenda, but the one for which I'm chairing and taking over the chairman duties for this is ONC 1799, sponsored by Congressman Whitehorn, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for the year 2018, the amount of $61,453,024, to establish an alternate effective date. And again, Congressman Whitehorn is the sponsor of the bill.
The executive appropriation bill encompasses all of the departments, programs, entities, boards, commissions, all within this one 1799 bill. Each of those entities has its own section within the bill. It's pretty thick bill. It was filed yesterday morning. I don't even have a full printed copy of it yet myself, but it's available should people want to have that. Congress has committees of jurisdiction. We have the Cultural Committee, Health and Social Services, Education, Land Commerce and Public Safety, and I'm forgetting one, Governmental Operations. All of these appropriations fall under those committees of jurisdiction. All of the entities are alphabetized in the bill because of the Supreme Court ruling that we can't have divisions. So all of the programs and departments and
the Supreme Court didn't say we can't have divisions. It says that Congress cannot.
Right.
Okay.
Congress cannot divide the executive into divisions. So all the budgets for the executive branches are alphabetized in 1799. Each one has its own section in 1799. I provided you with the table of contents of the bill showing the section and the entities all listed on pages 2, 3, and 4. I've also provided you with a proposed motion to, for this committee to divide the bill and to refer those sections to the committees of jurisdiction. This is up for committee discussion because it's before us. This is just a proposal. It makes the most sense to me. I've reviewed and looked through the bills, and those are the ones that historically have gone to those budgets, have gone to the committees of the jurisdiction, which I've assigned them to. A couple of points to make is boards and commissions has been, the boards and commissions appropriation has been handled in a different way for quite some time, but it is included in this executive branch appropriation bill. The way I saw to do it, just in working this motion up, is to assign the committees of jurisdiction those boards' budgets to review, those appropriations for those boards. So you'll see where they have been assigned. And one other caveat is that Section 75, which is the Office of the Chief's appropriation, I have not put it into any of these committees yet because I had a conversation with a member yesterday asking what we would do with it. I didn't want to make that decision, whether it goes to government ops, stays here in appropriations. So we need to decide where to put Section 75. That's the only one that is not referred to a committee in this motion. We can do any changes that you guys want here at the table. I believe it's correct. I checked and double checked it. You're the chair.
I may need a couple more of mine. My question is the Office of the Chiefs, this version, or I should say the, what's contained in the section, it's appropriate section 1799, has that already had some changes made to the budget that was originally submitted in July?
I do not believe so. Do you have your notes? Because I don't have mine. There were no, the Office of the Chief's budget, there were no changes when we went through there, were there? Do you have your list of with you? Okay. If you can find that and maybe answer that later, but I'm pretty certain that there were no changes made. I feel confident in saying that to that budget.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards, thank you for reminding me about the family.
Are these titles things that were given to us by the administration?
Yes.
So when we say Office of the Chiefs, Congress is not creating an Office of the Chiefs by law. That's just a title that the administration has given itself.
Given the document that's their budget to us, yes.
So when it says IDC with no other indication of what that means, or IMLS, or federal denoted behind these names, these are names that the administration gave us?
Yes.
Congressman Walker has some insight into that. Based on my observation, it appears that they're consistent with the most recent organizational chart that we've been provided.
So we have an organization chart that says Cultural Center IMLS?
Well, I think the IMLS would probably fall within the Cultural Center. I think that would be a safe assumption.
See, I don't even know what IMLS means. Do you?
I would suggest that those are consistent with the budgets that we received on July 14th.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I would like something in here to note that this breakdown was provided by the administration.
It definitely was. It was all of the titles for each budget that they're requesting funding for is exactly as requested.
Okay, so now I'm just going to propose that we include in this bill language that the source of the names for these budgets, the titles for these budgets is the administration. Because they are organized to some extent, but the organization is not ours, the organization was theirs. And I continue, as you know, to have a problem with denoting something as IDC. I mean, the accounting office is funded by tribal funding and non-tribal funding. It's not funded by something called IDC. IDC is simply a way of figuring out what kind of federal monies will be available to match tribal monies for a source. So, and I want to know, have we gone through the IDC agreement to see that these are the things that were set out in the agreement that we were going to fund? Because I know, for example, as I understand it, the funding agreement says that Congress salaries will be funded or can be funded in part, and I want to make that change this year because we need to follow what our IDC agreement says.
Well, I just want to make a comment to non-tribal and IDC. And I think that when we do our work of the budget, it gives you more information to do your work, to know the funding source of whatever the non-tribal funding source is. Sometimes the non-tribal funding source will be a grant from the state, a grant from the federal government. IDC, it's kind of quirky because that's our own tribal dollars that we're, well, combined with, those are things that we haven't actually worked through, but I'm just going to say, as one member of this committee, it helps me to know if it's an IDC funding. If it says non-tribal, I don't know if that's federal dollars. I have to go digging to find out if it's federal dollars or IDC dollars or state dollars. So for the purpose of my work, I like to have that information.
Well, then we should include it on all of them. Then let's include it on all of them if that's what we need, because breastfeeding peer counseling, is that federal funding, tribal funding, or state funding, or all?
Well, when you go into the section, it will pretty much tell you that.
I agree with that. But you're inconsistent when you're putting the funding source on part of these and not on all of them. So either we should include the funding source in all these names, or we should, because I'm sorry, I don't know why after 10 years nobody can figure out how the indirect cost pool works. I mean, it's getting it's ridiculous. We have had this in a better format, and yet these budgets come over with these crazy names. I'm surprised we don't have Christmas ham budget. Do we have a Christmas ham budget?
I'm not aware of it.
We used to have one.
I was going to follow Bill.
I'm sorry. I mean, this is how, I'm sorry, somebody looks at this, they go, after 12 years of existence, this entity budgets Christmas hams in a separate budget. Is it?
I'm not the chair.
Mr. Chair, Section 54 of the Human Resources Recognition would be what has traditionally been referred to as human resources. And it was actually employee hams last year.
I'm sorry. It doesn't have to happen at Christmas.
It is Section 54, Human
So that's their name for it, Human Resources Mission, hyphen Recognition. Okay.
Yes.
Let me just make a comment about the piece about the format. It's not IDC. You know, we've largely got tribal, and some good, and then we've got non-tribal, and then there's other. Within the range of non-tribal, as Congressman Edwards just mentioned, most of the time it's not broken down further, whether it's federal or it's state or it's maybe even compact monies, multi-year funding agreement. And so the breakdown only takes us so far. I know it's last night, I was looking through all, whatever it is, 140 of them. I was scratching my head quite a bit trying to say, well, I see this is non-tribal. Is that the funding agreement? Is that, it was difficult to say. Does it mean it's impossible to process the budget without that information? I won't say that, but it makes it more challenging because you don't really have a precise identification of the funding source.
And if you have the benefit of going back and looking through the budgets, most of the budgets, which is what we should work off when we do our committee work, most of the budgets are very good to denote what that non-tribal funding source is in the budget. I have tried to make the transition over to use the words tribal, non-tribal, and restricted, and I did place it in the purpose and findings sections of the front page of the bill to try to bring us over and be more consistent with our language. I believe I included it in section 3 of the appropriations funding. But the fact is we have 116 budgets before us in these bills, or requests for appropriations for the executive branch in these bills, and that's their creation, and the wording that they use is their wording. So
as long as it says in the bill somewhere that this is how the administration of the Osage Nation budgeted and denoted their request for annual spending, then I'm okay with it. But I just don't want us to encourage this.
So if you would fashion some language, not today, because we're going to work on this a while, and put it before the committee for an amendment, I think that would be a good thing. I'm sorry I spoke without being recognized.
Opinion.
Congressman Shaw. No, I just would think that if that's something that Congressman Edwards would like to work on, she should put make a motion and do it. Not right now on the fly.
Okay, no, I will. I would like to do it, but the question is, should I do it before? Well, this bill is just parts of this bill are going out, the first part of the bill staying here, right?
We're just sending sections out, and that was another discussion at the committee, with the committee that I want to have. So, since I've never processed a budget like this, and I think we have some experienced people who have at the table, when the appropriation committee refers those sections out, do they report it out of committee onto the floor of Congress and then it gets referred back, or does there need to be language in the motion for it to come back here before it reports out? Because I don't know, and I'd like to have a committee report for each committee of jurisdiction that took action on the bill.
They did do a committee report. We did do committee reports in the committee of jurisdiction, and then it came back to appropriations for coming to the floor.
So they wouldn't report their committee reports out to the floor. Their committee report and their sections would come back to this committee. Is that how it would happen?
Because this committee assigned those sections
right
out to this committees of jurisdiction. So when they reported back to this committee. Isn't that your recollection?
I agree that both ways.
Right. So does that language need to be in the motion that it reports back to this committee?
If you want it to be done, yes. But I would also make a suggestion that you guys don't have them report back to the legislation, have them hold their report until they're making one report with all the changes that they made to the sections that were referred to them, instead of having very different reports.
So we have members from every committee. That's what appropriations is. So one report when you get through all of your sections that will have all of the amendments or the amendments that were made in committee in one report.
Right. And that will at least allow myself and the clerks to try and keep a master bill and Eli as well. You have to keep mine. Keep a master bill and that we're making amendments by six different reports instead of
116.
So I would like also say that we need a deadline for them to give these back to us.
Let me make a project here about the notion of submitting those back to the Appropriations Committee. My only concern and my objection to that process about requiring those parts to come back to this committee is that, to me, if a committee has done work on a bill and ready to report it out, the only remaining way to change that work from that point would be for amendments on the floor of Congress. If it comes back to this committee, theoretically, there could be additional changes in committee and then also additional amendments made on the floor of Congress. That's extra steps I don't think is necessary. I also think it integrates the process of the committee and run it back to another committee, again, subject to other changes before she reports that to the floor of Congress. As you know, there's already been some reductions made and changes made in the original submitted budgets in an effort to get it below the projected budget. But I really think they ought to be treated and be able to be referred out just like they were individual bills, although I realize they're not, they're part of another bill. By putting in these extra steps, I think we can weigh the process down. And you subjected the work of the committee to additional oversight, perhaps other changes from another committee.
Absolutely. And that's the way, because really, this committee could keep this whole bill in its own possession. The reason it goes out to the Committee of Jurisdiction is for the Committee of Jurisdiction to delve into the justification for the request for the funding, which is proper. Get into the support documentation. Get into the plan for the year, which used to be a division plan. Now I guess it's an individual entity plan. So this year I'm going to give car seats out to kids, and I need $5,000 for travel because I'm going to Hawaii to get my training. The Committee of Jurisdiction has the ability to say, not thinking that the travel is really in keeping with what we're doing here. And then it comes back to appropriations, and they say, you know, I think historically here you will see with this Congress has a little bit of trouble saying no to money. And maybe if that committee isn't able to do it, then this committee might be. And maybe they can't. But ultimately, it's Congress's decision on the floor. And that's why your ability to do floor amendments. But yeah, somebody has to pay attention all the way through. They've got something in particular that they think is not warranted or warranted. Each and every member has to pay attention through the whole process.
I just think that the next step or the next level of making changes in that ought to be on the floor of Congress, not again back to another committee. I'm going to feel like I'm a subcommittee, the Appropriations Committee.
You are.
If I go in and do a subcommittee, no, I'm an understanding committee. I don't believe that I'm a subcommittee. I'm a select committee.
But you're getting an appropriation. You're getting a referral out of this committee. The bill is assigned to this committee.
Understood.
So in essence, you are.
I am a subcommittee acting in the role of the subcommittee.
Yes.
I'm sure that's very palatable.
It's never palatable, but it's true.
Well, I'd like to submit this idea to the committee that somebody's going to have to put this bill back together. And it's either going to be the speaker or it's going to be this committee because it's referred out. It's been, portions and sections have been referred out to committees of jurisdiction. And somebody's going to have to patch the bill back up together, make sure the totals are correct before it's reported out to the floor of Congress. And either the speaker will do that or the Appropriations Committee will do that. I think that it's the job of the Appropriations Committee to do that, because then when it hits the floor, we have to know where that total appropriation is to be able to look at our projected revenue totals to make sure this body is coming in under projected revenue. This is by far the largest appropriation bill that we're going to have this session. So I don't have a problem with it coming back to this Committee of Jurisdiction, and I believe that neither you nor Congressman Walker nor myself have ever experienced working a bill this large. But I know that Congressman Mason, Congressman Edwards, and Congressman Supernaw have. And this has been the practice in the past, and I don't believe it's a bad practice to try to accomplish.
Congressman Walker.
So what are you proposing then? Are you proposing that we do something similar to this, that your recommendations for delegating sections to each of the other committees, and then that committee make a recommendation to the Appropriations Committee?
Report back to the Appropriations
Committee. You weren't recognized.
I didn't put that portion on it. I thought it would come, my idea was that it would come back, but I didn't have the verification that that's how these bills have been handled in the past until Trey advised us that's the way that it has happened, and these members that have done a bill this way before. So I didn't know, and it's on the committee table, but that was my idea, that it would come back to this committee to be put back together and made whole with the amendments, and this committee would report it out to the floor of Congress. That was how I thought it would work. I just need verification, because everything's happened and stuff. This bill didn't get drafted until Sunday, Monday, excuse me. So, you know, all the...
Yeah, I'm not saying this to be sarcastic, but... So that would be the third way that we've done the budgeting process. We've done it the two ways is what Trey indicated earlier. It has to be kind of the third way.
You know, he said that we've done it this way before. That's what I heard him say.
Yes.
That we've referred everything back to the Appropriations Committee.
Yes.
And this was back prior to the three of us.
He's right there. He can verify what he said.
She's correct. I think it's been done.
So,
Congressman Edmonds.
I see the referral. I'll defer to Congressman Mason.
Congressman Mason.
Just a couple of things. I think we as the Appropriations Committee, well, this is our watch, this is our time right now. Whatever, how do we decide to work this budget? It's going to have to come from this table. To the body, to the world. This is where we're going to get to FY18. Where it's one way, two way, three way, it's going to have to come from us. It'll all be decided upon that. I'm going to keep this kind of germane. As it comes back to our respective committees, I would be more comfortable, and I would be just sitting here today at this very moment to know what is the exact dollar amount that we're dealing with. That's what we don't have. We have a dollar amount, they have a dollar amount. If we bump these back to our respective committees, and I said on several, some of the chairs are here, they would need to know, because we are charged to appropriate FY18, appropriate the money. But we can't appropriate it unless we know what or how much it is that we have to appropriate. I hear a couple of different figures, and it makes me uncomfortable as to what either Congress can appropriate in the various bills, or is there a lot of money that they get to use, or government ops, or any of our committees. I really would like to have us all agree that there's $1 put on the wall and say that's it for FY18.
Congressman Whitehorn.
I agree with you, and like I said earlier, we have sent our numbers for verification, as we do every year, to the Treasury Department to make sure we're on the same page, and we have not gotten a response. So I am looking forward to meeting with them today. They want to have a meeting. That's what I've been told by the Speaker, and we will hash that out, what number is the right number, and hopefully come to an agreement on that. But since we've had lack of communication from the Treasury of the nation, we have been having to operate on the numbers that we have best put together from our projected revenue total and what we know we've appropriated out of the retained revenue fund. So we've been working on our numbers because there has not been communication that's been requested and put before the Treasury Department to verify. So hopefully that meeting will happen today, Congressman. I'm looking forward to it if it does.
Congressman,
just to touch on this is day two of a 24-day run. I still don't know the number. This is what I was putting out there to the world. Let them know that we don't know yet.
Well, we have our number.
We just need to verify if that's the number. I'll be comfortable tomorrow if that's the number we can appropriate.
Congresswoman Davis.
Move to refer the following sections of ONCA 1799 to the committees of jurisdiction as follows. Sections 8, 9, 14, 19, 25, 26, 27, 42, 43, 45, 52, 53, 54, 59, 60, 61, 62, 65, 66, 68, 69, 71, 72, 76, 80, 91, 99, 100, 101, 104, 105, and 107 to the Government Operations Committee. Refer sections 16, 15, 16, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 44, 51, 63, 77, 78, 81, 87, 88, 89, 118, and 119 to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Sections 11, 12, 23, 24, 46, 47, 85, 103, 112, 113, 114, 115, and 116 to the Education Committee. Sections 7, 10, 13, 17, 18, 22, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 48, 49, 57, 58, 59, 67, 73, 74, 79, 82, 83, 84, 86, 90, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 106, 108, 117, 120, 121, 122, and 123 to the Health and Social Services Committee. Sections 20, 21, 50, 55, 56, 64, 70, 102, 109, 110, and 111 to the Culture Committee. Any other sections not referred? Any sections not referred will remain in the possession of the Appropriations Committee. The committee requests the Committee of Jurisdiction to report to the Appropriations Committee via committee report with suggested revisions on or before September 20th, 2017.
What was the date you put on there?
September 20th.
On or before?
On or before. And also you wanted it to be in total, correct? Or that was a suggestion?
One report, I think, would be...
Then I'm going to via a single report.
I'll second too.
Thank you. Motion's been made by Congresswoman Edwards, and seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. We're in discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm looking at my calendar and I'm wondering if the date that we put on that. Health and Social Services is huge. I know the three of us sitting here on the committee, maybe four are on that committee. It's a lot of work. Did you say the 20th?
I did, 2 weeks from now.
I don't know if that's a realistic expectation. I don't believe that it is.
It's been done before. Precedent for that one as well.
What would be, okay, let's say that's an aggressive date. Optimistic date. What would be a more conservative date? Just to consider other dates. Now that the clerk is here, that we could still be able to report this out, allow time for discussion, and then to report it out to the Congress.
Can you ask with an override?
Allow time for an override.
Oh, okay.
What's the override date that the bill has to be out?
That's has to be sent to June 25th, I believe.
By when?
Which means it has to go back out of this committee and onto the floor.
So, Congressman Walker.
So the 20th is a Wednesday, the 25th is a Monday. Then it's got to be sent over there by 4:30 on the 25th.
We should probably plan on working on Saturday. That week. The 22nd is a Friday, so that's when you'd have to vote. 21st is amendments to amendments.
Okay. Well, that at least sets a standard that we need, I guess.
Congressman Walker.
even if we decide or determine that it's overly ambitious, it's all we have to do is reschedule another appropriations committee meeting and revise that date. We've got representatives from each committee, the chair, request a motion to be amended to reset the date or do a certain committee one time or something.
Okay.
The chair would entertain a motion to add section 75, offices of the chiefs, section to the government operations committee amendment to the motion. Substantial motion.
So moved.
Is there a second? That motion's been made. Second, add section 75, office of the chief, government operations committee, and seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion.
Where were the legislative and judicial budgets placed?
They haven't been assigned yet. I don't know.
So they're
speakers here. No, they haven't been assigned.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you were talking, what was the question?
You haven't assigned the legislative branch or the executive branch budgets?
No, they will this morning.
Well, my thought is, how many sections are left then for appropriations to work on?
I just, when I worked as speaker, I saw the load of the Health and Social Services and the Governmental Operations Committee. I assigned the branch appropriation bills and the Office of the Chief to this committee, and I also assigned boards and commissions to this committee. So that's kind of why I broke that out, because that's just the way I think, and it was to lessen the workload on the other committees, because you can see how heavy they are. I think you have 29 sections to look at, and you have double that. Not double, you have 47. Right, right. So, just from my experience and the practice that I observed when I was speaker, I didn't want to influence speaker on where she assigned any bills. That's her job and duty, and if I disagree, I can make a motion to override the speaker, whatever that's called. But so, that's just my thoughts on that.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Last year, I think this committee had some budgetary work to do. So if you don't leave something in this committee, in essence, this committee is going to be sitting around for 2 weeks. It's just a matter of dividing up the work, really. That's why I did. That's why I proposed that.
And I also assigned funds to this committee. So they would have some work, lessen the workload on the other committees. Like I said, I don't know what the intention of the speaker is on the other branch bills.
Let me ask the question about which sections are included. I haven't gone through to add them all up. What numbers are omitted?
That's what we just said.
75 is the only section.
Oh, it would be the only one, I see. Well, most of us here are on those other committees, so it's whether we're working on it here in this committee or working on our other committees, I don't see that big of a difference to be done. So you're still doing work, it's just not assembled here. And I think the Office of the Chiefs is in the jurisdiction of the Government Operations Committee. I guess we're getting ready to vote to find out whether that's something that's favored or not by this committee. If it's voted down, very easy to make this committee. If it's not, then we'll vote it off. Congressman Walker.
I understand delegating or sharing the workload amongst the committees, but the committees that have the most work, they schedule the longest and more committee meetings than the other committees, including the Appropriations Committee. It seems to me, historically, the Appropriations Committee has met when needed, but any committees have met typically off of the session, especially Governmental Operations and Health and Social Services. And I agree with Congressman Shaw. I just feel like the Office of the Chiefs is in the Governmental Operations Committee. It's not a territorial or session type thing, as far as I'm concerned. I disagree when it's been assigned to the Appropriations Committee. And I still feel that way. So I'll be voting against it.
Any additional discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll go to the vote.
Can I have one question.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Can you tell me currently how many meetings are scheduled for GovOps and Health, and if they have scheduled themselves so that there's adequate time blocked off?
Well, what I will tell you today is I don't have a meeting scheduled. I guess perhaps until I received this in the last 12 hours or so, the enormity of what I had to do was not clear. Certainly it is now, so after this meeting's adjourned, if time allows, we might be getting some more meetings scheduled, which obviously would be necessary.
I've scheduled several meetings, and I intended to schedule more. I tried to get out in front of it and get some good times. We had plenty of time, but I didn't do the raise to the board, okay?
Well, you should.
I cannot recall in appropriations when those bills, I recall them being in the committees of jurisdiction as well, but I also know that there's the IFS time for appropriations that you all might could use if you did take those, considering you just had a discussion of whether the committees can even meet the 20th deadline that you've set. So I tend to agree that it might be a good thing to keep it in this committee, and you do have that IFS term that we've kind of had the discussion just amongst us. It's not a rule or anything, but that we have the IFS time set aside for select committees. So there is that spot right there, considering the discussion that you've just had. It's a big load, and we don't know if committees can make it. So I'm just throwing it out there, but you know, I'm hearing you guys are kind of split right now. So,
Congresswoman Edwards.
Health and Social Services has four meetings scheduled between now and the 20th, and Government Ops has six meetings scheduled. Good job, RJ. Six meetings scheduled between now and the 20th.
Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I'd just like to comment on your comment a minute ago about the enormity of the bill. I would like to say that this is the same workload this committee has always received during the CSLA session. There's been no more added except probably the Health Authority Board. You may have had that last CSLA session. So this is the same amount of work historically given to Health and Social Services. There's been no more.
What I will say is some of these budgets are separated. We used to put all the boards and commissions in a bill. We used to put all of the drumkeeper contributions in the committees in a bill. Now there's a separate budget grid and section for each one of those. So the total amount of money being discussed isn't different, but there are more pieces.
But when we do our committee work, we always do it off the budgets that were submitted when we review them. So it's the same amount of pieces of paper that you looked at in your committee. That's no different. It was just a combined total in the bills. So, I mean, if you're reviewing the budget to the committee of jurisdiction, it's still the same amount of pieces of paper. There's no more. It's the same budget book that we've always reviewed in our committee process. There's nothing different about that.
Well, I looked at it last night. It wasn't exactly the same as what I used to promise on that.
I'm happy to have another committee want to take on more work, because it's going to come back to the Appropriation Committee, and ultimately the Appropriations Committee is going to get to do the final scrub before it goes out for each and every congressman to promote themselves. So I'm fine not having to hear that in this committee. There's other work to be done. So that's fine if you want to make that motion.
Congressman Supernov.
Are we discussing this amendment or what?
Amendment.
This whole, well, I don't have any but give me a chance to get some before you take up every Friday for slot. Just as courtesy to my committee members, not to me. So,
yes, I understand exactly what you're saying. So, let me just make one statement here. Now, and I've already said it, so please let me just say for emphasis, this notion of, I'll just talk about my Health and Social Services Committee just as one individual committee member and a member of this committee. I get my sections to review. My committee, any of whom are on this committee, goes through there, does their, and it just happens to be that way. It could be we have different committees that don't. We go through, do our own scrubbing of the sections that were referred to us. But it's still a little disconcerting to think that my work, my committee's work, comes back here for additional scrutiny. I won't say never, since I've been on the Congress, that's not every version of Congress, usually my committee's work was done, that's what was reported out. So this time, again, to use the subcommittee analogy, I'm just doing some of the work subject to further changes by this committee, if it so chooses. Not saying the committee, this committee doesn't have that authority, because the sponsor is the chair of the Appropriations Committee, but for those of you who chair other committees, I'm still trying to adapt to that. I don't know any other way or better process, to be honest with you, but I would like to think that this committee would do so only under really convincing circumstances. Because there have been changes made before it came out, there are now going to be changes made in committee, and then for it to come back here and be other committee changes made, short of being over projected revenue. I just think the committee process, as I'm familiar with it, has been less.
Well, there's clearly a huge change, and that is in the past, since about 2009 or 10 forward, the administration and the Congress agreed that we would budget by a division process. This administration has took us to court, not wanting to do that. How could we possibly do it when last week we got an org chart that changed twice in one day? So we're dealt the cards that we're dealt.
So you know the discussion to the amendment to the motion.
Could the clerk please read the amendment?
The motion has been made to amend the motion to refer to add section 75 to Office of the Chiefs to the Government Operations Committee.
We also need more clarification on the motion. Otherwise, all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
No. Any opposed say no.
No.
Roll call.
You can just mark me as a no. Well, let's do the roll.
Well, did you vote? Yeah, you voted yes? Okay.
I voted no.
I don't think you need a roll call.
I voted no.
Breathe too.
Right.
Well, did you vote yes or no?
I guess we yes. Did. Yes. I used to roll call.
Sorry.
Edwards.
No.
That should have been simple.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Yes.
Okay. The main motion.
We're still discussing ONC 1799. We've finished back to the original motion to refer all of the sections as outlined on the sheet, plus include 75 goes to govern operations, and that actually you might want to read that the section, the part of the motion that occurred after this litany of sections that were read about deadlines and so forth. We have to read all that.
All sections.
Can you repeat the motion?
Any section not referred will remain in the possession of the Appropriation Committee. The committees of jurisdiction to report out to the Appropriation Committee via a single committee report with suggested revisions on or before September 20th, 2017.
Any other discussion on the motion as amended? Good. Ready for a vote? All in favor of the motion as amended say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Still on 1799. Any Congresswoman Whitehorn?
This may be out of line, but I would just like, since each one of you are on the Committee of Jurisdiction, I'd like for you to consider sponsorship of the bill, just in case, co-sponsorship of the bill, just in case for some reason I can't be at every committee meeting. I think that we're familiar with what we're discussing here. So that's just a... It's going to be up to you. I'm just putting it out there on the table.
You're requesting that we co-sponsor the bill.
Yes, so in case I can't be at the committee meeting, which I'm going to have to be at every committee meeting, but in case I can't, there is a representative. But that's just a request, and each of you can respond accordingly how you need to. But that's, I just like to say that in the meeting.
Do you have any co-sponsor forms here?
All of our forms are back as you go to the back room. There's the calendar there with our meetings listed, and underneath it, it's the meeting request forms, co-sponsor forms, discharge forms. All of those are right there.
And we can get them to do right now at the table, but it's just, I was putting it up.
Let me ask this about that topic. Do you feel like that the sponsor of 1799 needs to be at every committee meeting during which any part or section that is discussed, or just perhaps the first time it's presented?
First. Only the first time? I was under the impression that you had to have a representative of the legislation each time it was discussed, as long as I've been on Congress.
Well, I'm happy to be a co-sponsor that relieves you of that responsibility.
Thank you.
I won't expect you to be present after the first time it's presented in my committee. I don't think that's, does anyone believe that's a direct violation of a congressional rule?
I think I'm your representative, but
okay.
I believe that the sponsors have to be present at the committee
meetings. The impression I was under all this time.
All this time since I've been in Congress.
Because we've even had somebody run back there, sign as a co-sponsor real quick, just so the legislation could be presented.
Yes.
So.
The sponsor should always be there.
But we don't have a clerk check for sure right now. But
question.
I guess one of those
what are we doing? Is okay. This just moving on to something else?
It's on the next agenda, too.
All right, so when is the next agenda?
Tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Okay, well, I need that to happen if we're going to do it, because I'm going to have some people, hopefully have some people here. So.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
So. I do believe I've spilled it over on the next.
Speaker Pratt, did you have something else related to this?
No, I was just finishing I was saying that she is going to. The clerk is going to check right now. I was under the impression that it was a rule, but
okay.
We're going to clarify.
See what the rules say. Thank you for bringing that up.
When legislation is taken up for consideration, the sponsor or co-sponsor shall be recognized for explanation. It's all says recognized. It was taken up for consideration. The sponsor or co-sponsor shall be recognized for explanation.
Congressman Walker.
I understand that. Intent of the rule, but I think since the bill ultimately lies within jurisdiction, in my opinion, of this committee, we're basically just parting it out to the other standing committee or these standing committees. It just seems unnecessary that the sponsor be there whenever we're talking about these different, basically, sections within the total bill. I'm not trying to argue the point, it really doesn't matter that much to me. It's unnecessary. You don't even have to put the legislation on the agenda. Could you just put the sections of the legislation?
I get it's in the jurisdiction, but I mean, if you look at it that way, let me read this other rule. But if you look at it that way, then that any bill that's filed by a Congress member is in that committee of jurisdiction, and so. I don't know that you would just take it up. It's one of those things, like I said, we've been doing it for.
I think the sponsor basically follow their own conscience. Since we've had this one bill,
okay.
My expectation is one time, unless you find.
So 6.3 number 6 says one member shall be designated as a sponsor and shall be listed on the bill or resolution by name only. All others will be listed as co-sponsors. The sponsor or co-sponsor of any bill or resolution must personally present the legislation to the assigned committee or the Congress on general order. Co-sponsors of bills and resolutions added after introduction shall be listed in the order received. Co-sponsors can be added up until the time of vote.
Move to adjourn.
Congressman, just one more point. If you read that in plain meaning, it says once they have introduced it, they've introduced it to the committee. It doesn't say that they have to be present every time.
It says present on general order.
Correct.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, motion to adjourn or second.
I'm just reading.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, we've reached the end of our agenda. Have we
did not reach the end.
Okay.
Agenda.
right, okay, well, we need to vote. All in favor of adjourning, say yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Read the rules that if you completed your agenda, you can be considered adjourned, but we didn't, so it's why.
I for sure have a benefit on tomorrow's agenda.
Once a bit of a table belongs to the table.
It has been done, it shall.
I would agree.
We